Joining us now from EA staff is Tim Bogenhagen. If I understand it correctly, you're manager of Ultralight and Lightplane, the Lightplane community.
That's right, Tom. Yeah, they have me as staff liaison, and I've been down there now for 15 years since I've been on the EAA staff, and it's a real pleasure for me. I love the ultralights. I own and fly an ultralight, so being down there as staff liaison, helping all the volunteers down there actually execute our operation down there is a lot of fun, and we all have a lot of fun down there.
Very cool. Now, you, yes. On your best behavior.
Oh, no.
He loves to make little smarty comments about ultralights.
Okay, I make smarty comments about everything that is not my aircraft.
Exactly. You fly a plane, you know, suddenly it's a plane and not an ultralight, and, you know, he gets an air of superiority.
I make snarky comments about everything that is not my aircraft, even the same type. So
yeah, that is okay. True. You know, you were complaining about the, well, this morning we were talking the paint jobs on the Piper. But
exactly. But yeah, anyway. No,
we digress.
Where is the evolution of ultralights today? I mean, we've seen, things of years past develop into, you know, light sport and develop into some other production aircraft and other experimentals. You know, where is the status of the ultralights and some of the innovations that are happening down there?
Yeah, 30 years later.
Oh, great question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is 30 years later. This year, 2012, is the 30th anniversary of the ultralight regulation, Federal Aviation Regulation Part 103. And the beauty that we have here in the United States with Part 103 is we print that regulation on one sheet of paper. It's uncomplicated, it's simple, it's easy to understand. It's like, okay, what's your rule book? Here you go, here's your sheet of paper. So that's what we love about it. You know, other pilots know Part 91 operations. Well, gee whiz, you print out the rule book and it's a half inch thick.
Right.
There's a lot to know. Ultralighters like to keep it simple. So the evolution over that 30-year period has been really interesting to see and look at. And if you come down to the ultralight area here during the show, you'll actually see some of it because we got some really early vintage stuff and we got some new modern stuff. But, you know, today a lot of the ultralights are like nice little airplanes. There's a neat one that people build by plans, and it's called the Legal Eagle. And really what it is just a little single seat, steel tube fuselage, wood wing, two-cylinder, four-cycle engine on it. It's kind of like a little mini Piper Cub. You know, I mean, it flies like
yesterday.
It. Yeah, it flies like it. It looks like it if you use your imagination. Mm-hmm. It's built like it. So it's just a nice little proper flying little airplane.
A mini Piper Cub, is that like a small shrimp?
A little bit.
It's an ultralight.
See, and now he's being, now he's insulting the Piper Cub owners.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad he's insulting Piper Cub and not the ultralighters.
Oh, no.
We're pretty sensitive.
I fly a Cub just for the record.
Oh, you do?
Really? I do.
I didn't know that.
I do.
Well, that's not what you flew here.
That's not what I flew here. I have a Piper Cub with an O200 in it.
I did not know.
Take
very
that.
Cool. Oh, wow. Well, you got some extra power then.
Yes,
with that
I
O200.
Do.
Mr. Highfalutin over there with his multiple aircraft.
Ooh,
you know,
O200,
whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I got something for you then. Okay,
yes.
As a Piper Cub owner, you'd be interested in learning about the Preceptor Pup.
Okay.
Okay, that's an ultralight that is a 3/4 scale version of the Piper Cub.
Nice.
There's one parked in the main show area. Okay, Celebration Way, which is the main road that you come in on when you walk in the main gate of the EAA convention, just before you get to the first big hangar on the left. If you take a left right there, two spots in, you'll see a Preceptor Pup with a big sign of the 30th anniversary of Part 103 logo there. And this Preceptor Pup is a legal ultralight and looks just like a Piper Cub.
Huh.
Very cool.
They make them in North Carolina.
You bring up light sport. What has the effect of light sport had on ultralights? There's been a lot of talk about creating that new classification of pilots and aircraft what the effects are going to have on the other certified aircraft and pilots. What's the effect been for ultralights?
It's been huge. Oh, yeah. The sport pilot light sport regulations are a result of the increase in popularity of the ultralight rules. And under the ultralight rules, we were allowed to use two-place ultralights to conduct flight training in under an exemption to Part 103. This was very popular. there was a lot of people doing two-place operations and training people to fly ultralights. That's why we saw it grow so much we did back in the 90s and the 2000s. With the implementation of the Sport Pilot Light Sport Aircraft Rule, those training exemptions ended in 2008. All of those two-seat ultralights that were operated for flight training under that exemption were required to be transitioned over to be experimental light sport aircraft with an N number, and the pilots certificated as either a sport pilot, or if they were already a private pilot, that's fine. If they wanted to conduct flight training operations in the future, continue doing that flight training, they went and got the sport pilot instructor certificate. So our ultralight community really contracted as a result of that, because all those two-place became N-numbered registered aircraft now flowing under the rules of Part 91.
Mm-hmm. Just for the record, just yes. to show that I'm not a hater, my youngest daughter
yes.
is named Elsa.
Yes.
E-L-S-A.
Very good.
Experimental light sport aircraft.
I own one of those. I got a two-place Challenger.
And which, you or your wife, who picked the name?
That was me.
And does she know why you picked the name?
You know.
Yeah. And she's not listening, thank goodness. Might hold that one over you.
True enough. Jim!
I can hear this one now.
Fair enough, fair enough. What activities you got going on down at the Red Barn?
Lots of cool stuff down there. Flight operations are always cool to watch. They start up at 7 o'clock in the morning. From 7 to 9, we have powered parachutes and the very slowest of the ultralights flying in the air. And some of the powered parachutes are the cart type. So in other words, the pilot and passenger are actually sitting in a wheeled cart. And some of them are foot launched. They're called powered paragliders. And they're very cool to watch because, you know, obviously the landing gear is the legs of the person. And you mentioned earlier about, you know, what's the new developments in mm-hmm. ultralights. And these are, you know,
roller
some
skates?
Of them. No.
See?
Sorry.
You know what? Stop
well,
it.
No, come on. Think about
Stop
that.
Stop it.
That could be applied.
Sorry.
No, so powered paragliders. And the neat thing about powered paragliders is they're portable. Okay?
Right.
They're basically a backpack unit with your motor mm-hmm. and your canopy. So they're very portable. You know, and so it saves on hangar rent. You can yeah. put it in your car. You can go anywhere with it.
What's the weight on something like that?
Well, probably 50 to 70 pounds.
Okay.
You got to remember, okay.
Is that including the shooters at 50 to 70 pounds?
Including the shooter.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So you got it on. And, you know, I mean, that seems like a lot of weight to carry, but remember, as soon as you get that wing kited up, now that wing is starting to develop lift and taking the weight off mm-hmm. you.
So, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got flight operations, 7 to 9 powered parachutes. 9 to noon is the fixed wing ultralights and light planes. Noon to 3 is the home-built rotorcraft. There's a lot of cool helicopters down there and some neat gyroplanes down there that'll be flying. And then from 6:30 till 8, is the ultralights and light planes flying again, and then the powered parachutes close down the day right around sunset with the smoothest air flying down there. It's always cool to go down there and watch because the sun is setting from the west. That's usually where they're heading out into the pattern down there, so it's always nice visuals down there. So
I always refer to that as it looks like and frankly kind of sounds like the little beehive of activity right after the air show. That's the continuation of the air show.
The continuation of the air show. Yeah, I mean, we're not technically an air show.
Right,
we're just
right.
people who own their planes down there having fun flying. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the really neat part of it is we're privileged to be able to fly at the convention.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun for those people that do. So that's, you know, a big activity down there on Wednesday in the afternoon at 3:30. We're going to have a celebration of FAR Part 103. So everybody that hears this, you're invited to come on down to the Ultralight Barn. We're going to have some cake and punch, and we're just going to celebrate 30 years of this wonderful regulation and the fantastic freedoms we have with it here.
Very good.
So you're busy this time of year. What are you doing the rest of the year?
Well, the rest of the year, I have a dual role at EAA, and I'm a member product specialist. So I work in the marketing department trying to capture knowledge and information. So in other words, what we do is things like sport air workshops, where we're training people how to build and gain confidence in building an airplane. We do webinars, where we try and bring in experts, and they do a presentation online over the internet to inform and educate and entertain people. We do hints for home builders, where we try and show and demonstrate by experts a particular home building aspect. And we do things like the recently released TIG welding video that EAA released on, you know, how to do TIG welding. So the knowledge and information pieces that EAA offers to give people that knowledge and information comes out of the member products group, and I'm a part of that throughout the normal part of the year.
Well, thanks so much, Tim. I appreciate you coming in.
Hey, it's
and,
been a pleasure.
I'll have to stop down, check out the ultralights when Jim's not around harassing me. Just quiet over there. Thanks so much. That was Tim Bogenhagen, manager of Ultralight and Light Sport Aircraft Community